Hey, working mom. I hope you are doing well. I was talking to an associate of mine, and we were talking about how when we make decisions, we have to basically, we've made our bed, now we have to lay in it. And after our conversation, I started thinking about all the beds we have made as working moms. We have, you know, vowed to make sure that the sacrifices we make in our career are just right so that we can spend time with our family. We've made sacrifices where we have bent backwards trying to people please, satisfy other people for the sake of keeping peace, right? We have made the bed of feeling stuck or feeling lost, feeling trapped in the identity of quote unquote a working mom rather than the identity or what defines us as the individual, as the woman, as the daughter of God. And so when she said that I have to lay my bed, I have to, you know, the bed that I made, I have to lay in it, it made me think, how many of us are saying the same thing? How many of us are saying, well, I've made my bed, now I gotta lay in it? But y'all, you know you can change your sheets, right? You know you can get a new comforter, right? You know that you can get a new bed skirt, right? You know you can get a new bed altogether. My point is that yes, we may have built this life of sacrifice because that's what was taught or that's what we saw or that's what the economy, that's what the world, that's what culture has told us to do. But we can change that. We can change it. We have the permission to change the narrative. We don't have to do the same thing that our mothers have done, or our grandmothers have done, or our aunts have done, or our cousins have done, or people that you know. We don't have to do the same thing as them. We can change according to being in alignment with what God has ordained for us. We have to stop saying this phrase of, I've made my bed, now I'm going to lay in it. Yes, you may have laid the bed. Yes, you know, made the bed. You may have lived your life a certain way or set expectations higher than what you can keep up with. Yes, maybe you've sacrificed 5 times more than you should have. But guess what? You have the permission to change. You have the permission to say, you know what? I don't have to. You have the permission to say, I am going to define what makes me happy while I'm still loving you. I have the permission to define what I need while I still give you what you need. I still have the permission to understand what I like, what I love, what I'm happy with, what sacrifices I'm willing and what sacrifices I'm not willing to do or accept. You have the permission to change. So no longer say, I've made my bed, now I have to lay in it, now I have to lie in that. No, you don't. You do not have to continue being unhappy. You do not have to continue being in a position that you don't like. You don't have to be in a career that doesn't suit you anymore. If you want to be 39 and start a new career, go for it. You have the permission to change. You don't have to stay in a place because that's what you've been accustomed to. That's all you know. That's what you're comfortable with. No, you can change. You can change. You can absolutely change. You don't have to stay put. You do not have to stay put. So I want to encourage you today, don't stay put. You have the permission to change the narrative. You have the permission to make up your bed and unmake it. You have the permission to make up your bed and mess it all up again. You have the permission to not make up your bed and decide that you're going to throw the whole bed out and start over again. Start fresh. Whatever that means to you, when it comes to your career, when it comes to your life, you have the permission to change. Don't feel stuck. Don't feel stuck. You have the permission. You have the permission. And I'm so excited because this month is National Career Development Month, and all month long giving additional resources to support working moms in various aspects of their career. And, you know, this month we're hosting a workshop on November 17th, and it's called The Link Between Work-Life Balance and Your Career. If you haven't registered to attend, definitely go ahead and do so. But I want to tell you that so many of us, we sacrifice our career for work-life balance, and then work-life balance for career. We sacrifice. And it's okay for us to say, hold up, wait a minute. We're not going to do this anymore. Or, I don't have to make the sacrifice anymore. We have the permission to do that. And so I want to encourage you throughout this whole entire month to definitely go to the website www.visionary-initiatives.com to learn about all the things that are happening this month so that you can be a part of it and you can understand what it is to be unstuck. Because being stuck means that you're lost, that you're feeling frustrated, that you're overwhelmed, that you feel trapped, that you feel isolated, that you feel like you just can't move anymore. You can't move from this place. But guess what? You have the permission to move. And the way you move is not going to be the same way that somebody else moves. It's not going to be the same way of another working mom. But the beautiful thing is the way you move is going to be aligned to what God has already intended for you. Because you're in a place right now where you do feel all those things. You're stuck. You feel lost. You feel isolated. You feel trapped. You feel like you may feel insecure if you move to something else that you might not be the best at it. Or you may feel like, hey, I've made all these sacrifices. How can I change from that? The change starts with you, but the change also starts with making sure that you are in alignment with what God needs from you. God has given you a blueprint, if you will. He's already given you a vision for your life. You know, when you think about that little girl, that five-year-old girl who had that vision of what she was going to be when she got older, and how you've steered away from that, God is telling you in this season of you feeling stuck that it's time for you to get out of it. To get out of it and go back to what he initially asked you to do. You've probably heard him say, daughter, I need you to get back to the vision. You know, the Bible clearly says that where there is no vision, people perish. And I'm not saying you are perishing, but what I'm saying is that when it comes to the creativeness, when it comes to your innovation, when it comes to feeling free, when it comes to feeling fulfilled, those things are gone. You haven't been able to feel those things in a long time because you have not been in alignment with what God has given you, with that vision that he's given you for your career. And so because you haven't been in alignment with that, you have not felt good. You have not felt good. So I want to encourage you today to check out the website visionary-initiatives.com to learn about what's happening this month for National Career Development Month, but also click on the link in the show notes and also on the website for you to have a free career strategy coaching call with me. All month long, we're giving away these 60-minute free coaching calls where we can help you get back to that vision. And it could be a conversation about getting unstuck. It could be an actual strategy on how you can get back to that career vision. Whatever it may be, get on a call with me and let's explore how you can get back to the vision that God has called for you for your life, for your career. God has so much in store for you. He has so many blessings with your name written on it, but you will not be able to experience it. You will not be able to live freely in it until you are in alignment with what He has called for you. You know, I think about that little girl inside of me who was 5 all the way up to about, I want to say 16. So I thought about this the other day. You know, I've always, you know, said that, especially when I was 15, I wanted to go work for IBM. So still working on that goal, right? But I also remember between 5 and 16 saying, you know what, I want to be a Bible teacher. I wanted to be a minister. I didn't know what that was back then. I grew up as a Jehovah's Witness, so the way that I was taught was that you were serious about Matthew 28:19-20 was to go out and make disciples of all people. Like, we were serious about that, and so I knew that's what I was supposed to do in my life. Now that we move decades later, I'm not that little girl anymore, but God has clearly reminded me. I can't tell you how many times He's clearly reminded me, Latika, remember when you said that you wanted to go teach the people? Latika, remember when you said you wanted to go serve the people? He's given me those clips. Oh my goodness, you guys. And I know He's done this for you, where He's given you visions of when you were a little girl and you said certain things out your mouth that you wanted to do, that you professed out of your mouth that you want to do, and you steered away from it. I know that He's given you those memories. Just like He's given me those memories, I know He's given you those memories. It is time for us to get back to what He asked us to do, what we professed out of our mouth that we were going to do that we haven't even touched. It's time for us to get back to that. So go ahead, click on the link in the show notes so that you can have your free call with me so that we can identify what it is that God wants you to do so you can be in alignment with that vision. And then let's move forward in building that strategy out. So don't forget to click on the show notes so that you can find out what's all happening this month for National Career Development Month, and to get on my calendar for a free coaching call. You don't want to miss it. Well, I hope that this week's Growth Monday tip was very helpful for you and motivating to help you to stop saying, I made my bed, now I have to lay in it. You now have the permission to change. I look forward to seeing you in the next.